This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Feeling warm.
Feeling warm. Good. Yeah. Yeah, spring is in the air.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm really excited because you've brought a new line onto the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, and I understand there's quite a story about how you and your relationship with this particular company, and I'm really excited to hear more about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the company is called Scientific Medical Devices, Inc.,
wow.
which is a comical name for a company that's run by two old-fashioned guys.
Yes. That's for sure.
You know, they make it look like they're real somebody when, in fact, they're just designers. Sort of like this Life Enthusiast, you know, where there really are just three guys that make the Life Enthusiast Co-op tick. Everybody else are employees or contractors, but the people behind it, you know, that's just a flag waving, or, you know, the guy behind it. I don't know what to call it. A guru? A fellow, a man in charge. Anyway, so the fellow that's in charge of SMDI, his name is Kent. And we have been doing business with him for something like 15 years, 20 years? No, 15 probably. Exula has been buying the Raspberry products from him for the longest time. Because the Raspberry has been an ingredient in all of the superfoods because of its wonderful qualities of cancer preventive or apoptosis initiating qualities.
I've learned so much about the raspberries in the time that we've been doing our show together, and I'm just always amazed at the uses that it has and the power that it has, and I'd never thought of it in those ways before.
Yeah, this power is actually in most seeds. It's the blueberry, kiwi, strawberry, raspberry, all of the berries. And they all contain these tannins, ellagic tannins, which in your body will convert into the ellagic acid, which somehow stimulates the apoptosis process. You know, all of your cells are supposed to live a life that starts at some point and ends with when the cell is somehow damaged or exhausted or not functioning correctly. If you were able to supply all of the correct nutrients and remove all of the toxins or metabolites, the cell would go on indefinitely. But that's really not the case in a human body. So every day you turn over about a trillion. Is it the right number? I think it is trillion. I hope I'm not lying. Anyway,
a huge number.
It could be a billion, and I'm not remembering correctly. But it's a really significant number of cells that are getting turned over every day. And it's a natural process of division, where if there is a need for a cell, the two neighboring cells, the one cell just divides and creates two, where there was previously one. And it's the copying of these cells that is controlled by the DNA in the middle of the cells, and if the DNA is somehow damaged because of the cellular terrain being hostile, toxic, or otherwise incorrect, then you'll end up with badly copied cells.
Hmm.
Cancer.
Then I was going to say, that sounds like what cancer is.
Cancer is cells that have gone like a horse that is spooked and is running that you cannot control. Yeah, they are just running out of control. A cancer cell, at least the most common cancers like lymphoma or breast cancer or prostate cancer, those types are cancers caused by lack of oxygen at the tissue level. And that's normally caused by too much acidity in the terrain.
Right.
You know, toxins come in, they plug up the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system stops cleansing itself, and it's like a septic tank becoming just clogged with garbage, and it's just getting worse and worse. And I gave somebody a metaphor of an aquarium. You know, it's like your cells are like the fish swimming in an aquarium, and your lymphatic fluid is like the body fluids, like the water in the aquarium. And the cells, you know, they're in it. They're having to inhale the oxygen that's in the water. They're having to poop in the same water. They're having to take the food that comes from the water. It's a closed system. So if there's too much input of toxins, soon enough that water in your aquarium turns into nasty soup, then the fish will die.
Right, right. So just getting back to Scientific Medical Devices, Inc.
Our friend Kent. So we have been buying the raspberries from him for the longest time, but we have only bought the encapsulated raspberry powder from him all this time. Nothing else.
Okay.
Somewhere along the way, he happened to figure out how to get this extract of raspberry into a skin cream. Major revolution. Major. Because he's now able to treat stuff on the surface of the body. Previously, all we could do is just put it in the body, swallow it, and hope that it's going to do its job. But now that you have the raspberry, with its rejuvenation capacity, this is not just cancer stuff. This is rejuvenation, right? Anything that's not functioning correctly gets switched off and recycled. That's a concept of rejuvenation.
Okay, so when I hear rejuvenation, I think of my skin going back to the way it was when I was 15, for example, and I know that one of the reasons I have more wrinkles on my face today than I did 30 years ago is because there's been some skin damage, the sun, and it's dried and all those sorts of things. So you're talking about sticking stuff on my skin that makes it younger.
Oh, yeah, I'm not joking.
I'm excited about that.
Yes. Yeah, this is probably the best skincare secrets out there. And it's not expensive. I mean, a 2-ounce jar of this stuff is $25.
Nice.
So, you know, this is, and the quality of it matches up the most fancy $300 products. You know, there are other ways to do it. There's hyaluronic acid and NAPCA and some other fairly expensive ingredients that are able to deliver the nutrients and convince the cells to turn over. But this here is inexpensive and effective.
Wow. So tell us a bit more about some of the different types of products that he's put together.
Well, the skin gel is the basic. You know, with that will work on most everything. That's the stuff you would put on your sunspots, or that's the stuff you would actually put all over your face to just deal with it, period. There is an emollient facial cleanser, which is, you know, ladies who put makeup on, they love cleansers.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody should use a cleanser when you come home from, you know, from your whatever work you do. Of course, most guys that work physically, they just simply splash with water, right? But the emollient face cleanser removes makeup and does a wonderful job of it. Then there's the anti-aging night cream, which is a more thick kind of a formula that's got more nourishment to it. So that's straightforward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most women will understand a night cream, although I hear that these days guys are using it too.
Us guys are doing everything we can to make sure we look handsome for the women.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, once you get divorced or something like that, you're back on the market. You know, you need to compete with all the better-looking crowd, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, so that's that. Vitamin C serum, that's the wrinkle remover. You know, skin needs to be nourished, and vitamin C does a fantastic job. So that's a collagen rebuilder. So the vitamin C serum, that's the stuff you would use on the wrinkles.
Okay.
And then there's the progesterone cream. That's a girl product. you know, most ladies that are reaching the menopause or are into it are starting to become estrogen dominant. So the skin is thinning, especially in the you know, the vaginal tissues are becoming thinner, and the ability to stay moist or produce lubrication is going away. All of that is caused by the loss of progesterone and dominance of estrogen. So when you use that, you number one, improve the hormonal levels so the hot flashes don't come as strong and serious. And side benefit is that that the sex organ actually feels a lot like it was in the younger days.
Wow, well, that's that could be a hot, hot, hot product then.
Well, it would be, yeah, especially, yeah, you know, like you can start actually enjoying the sex act again, because, I mean, a lot of older ladies are having this pain, you know, like it just hurts, or the lubrication just doesn't come on, you know, you just need to use artificials. Well, the progesterone helps restore the ordinary function as it once was.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. And the side benefit is that it's using the raspberry in it, so it's also improving the skin. And then we have a couple of specialized products for burn victims. There's a analgesic burn cream and regular burn cream. The analgesic is for people who are actually currently experiencing pain. So this would be either folks who are exposed to the elements that can't avoid it. You know, if you're working outdoors, if you're a farmer or a roadside worker, or if you're a surfer or something like that.
So you're talking about sunburns in particular.
Sunburns, yeah, especially. But, you know, you could certainly use it for whatever. I mean, it's a great thing to have in your cupboard as a preventive.
Right. And I mean, we're doing this particular episode in the spring, so it'd be great to get it so you've got it so when your kids come home and they're beet red. What my mom used to do is pour vinegar on me, which worked but stunk, and this would probably be a good thing to put on the skin as well.
That's right. What that does, number one, there's some analgesic in it, so it soothes the pain. Second, there's the nourishment and the healing, so and then there's the regular burn ointment without the analgesic, so if it's not... if it's not hurting anymore, then you would carry on with that. And then the next item we have is a hot raspberry pie foot cream. Now this is a very specialized product.
Now it's good
product.
Enough to eat, Martin.
Well, okay, all you toe fetish boys out there.
Oh, okay, I wasn't thinking that way. I was just thinking hot raspberry pie. That I stopped listening at that point. Right?
This product is designed specifically for people who suffer from cold feet.
Cold feet.
This is a very common problem. People end up with clammy cold feet, especially in the evening, and it's just no fun going to bed with your feet clammy and cold.
You know where most of my girlfriend's cold feet end up? On my back.
In your lap or somewhere else,
yeah,
yes.
On my back, like, you're so nice and warm, and I'm going, whoa, yeah. It's freezing.
Right. Well, Well, you could turn it into a great deal of fun. Honey, have I got some hot raspberry pie for you?
There you go.
I think it'll be more fun doing it one to the other, but... anyway, this is what this thing does. It will stimulate circulation in your feet. It contains peppermint, menthol, tea tree, and spikenard. So it smells lovely. It, you know, it's all natural, plant-based stuff.
And so you just put it on your feet, and if you can get your honey to put it on for you and rub your
toes
and... massage the bottom and give you a little reflexology, you'll just be in a total state of bliss.
Right, because, you know, relaxation is accompanied by warm extremities and cool forehead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, as soon as you warm up the extremities, which is the hands and feet, you have to be relaxed because only if they're cold, you have to be you can be tense.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. So that's that. And then the last one of the lot, we actually have a raspberry extract in a tincture. It's actually a combination of raspberry and grape. So the grape is there mainly as the antioxidant to keep it from acting on itself. But it's, you know, grape extract is a good thing anyway. And it's very antioxidant and healing, stimulating product.
Very cool. And so I was going to say, and I've noticed as I've read through some of the material on the website that they recommend a lot of these things, not necessarily the skin cream, but a lot of the extracts and stuff for your pets.
Yes. Well, you know, the main reason we stress a lot of use on pets is because we don't want the regulatory oversight to just tell us that we're trying to cure people, because you can't do that.
Right.
But, you know... So we have
we have think about it, right?
You know, if you click on the brands Raspex, you'll find user reports. Most of the user reports talk about dogs, how the dogs have been cured from cancer and all of that.
Oh.
Well, it'll cure the master from cancer every bit as well, but we just can't talk about it.
Even though you just did. So
well, you know,
why don't I read one of these?
Go ahead.
I'm from an Irish-Scottish background, which is like me, although I didn't write this. Very fair skin, blue eyes, blonde hair. Okay, I don't have blue eyes nor blonde hair. I was born in New Zealand, and I came to live in London at 22. I've always been aware of looking after my skin. I've had a number of troublesome keratosis on my face. So what's that?
Keratosis is a, it's like a, it looks like a scab. You know, it's a patch of skin that just thickens.
Okay. On my face, hands, and neck since my 20s. I've had them burnt off several times only for them to return. The raspberry skin cream, Raspex, is steadily clearing all these erosions and moles and at the same time protecting my skin from further damage. So this would have an impact on moles?
Yes. Yeah, you know, the brown spots and
well,
all
I
that.
Well, I have a couple of moles I've had since I was a teenager on my back. It would be kind of cool to try.
Yes.
The raspberry skin cream has been exceptional in healing these. I have used most of the best and new products on the market, but there's not a product to match raspberry skin gel. I recommend the cream to another friend who had a large erosion on his head. I have this impression of he's missing, you know, half his head. And within several weeks, the erosion was considerably smaller and the redness and itchiness had gone. Thank you for an exceptional cream, advice, and service. I will continue to recommend it to my friends.
Yeah, that's that kind of thing. You know, here's a good one. I confess initially, the Raspex anti-aging night cream made me nervous. I asked myself the first couple of nights, is it really working? Because it's so very light, and American women have been indoctrinated to believe that heavy, thick, greasy creams are the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I've studied this enough that I know that this is not true. Still, I was concerned because I paid a lot for high-powered products. And since I'm getting older every day, I couldn't afford to waste any time. However, this morning, my skin was literally flaking off, shedding, which is excellent. That means that it's sloughing off the dead top layer, which means it can compete with the stronger alpha and beta hydroxides. I'm impressed with how fast it absorbs, and there is no mess on my pillowcase.
That's an important one.
Yeah. So, you know, or something like this. Hey, update on the basal skin cancer on my cheek. The Raspex skin gel has reduced it from open wound to a couple of small scabby lumps.
Nice.
Yeah, so it really works. It renews the skin. How about this one? My husband has basal skin cancer, and recently I found Raspex skin gel, which I've ordered. It seems like a magic thing. Can you tell me if I can buy it in the UK? Nope, you have to mail order it from us.
Nice. And so we've got pages and pages of using reports like that for anyone listening that wants to read more of them. They're fascinating reading.
All the skin, you know, lipomas and keratoses and brown spots and every sort of a thing. Because all of those are expression of confused cells that are supposed to shut down, die, and be recycled and replaced by fresh, new, genetically correct new skin cells.
And that's not happening.
Right, because of toxins and stuff. So if you detoxify using good water and use Raspex on the skin, then you will be producing fresh new skin that's genetically correct.
Which is what we all want.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, fascinating. Well, Martin, thank you very much for sharing all this information and bringing on this new line. That's very, very exciting.
It is. This one I'm so pleased with. We have been looking for an intelligent skincare line for the longest time. We've tried this and that, and it just wasn't good enough. But this one is.
Nice. All right, so if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and ask you some more questions about the Raspex line and how it might be able to help them and whatever their particular challenges are, how should they do that?
Well, if they are just clicking on the website, it's under Brands Raspex on the www.life-enthusiast.com. And the phone numbers are posted right there at the top of the page, 1-866-543-3388. Or the direct line at 775-299-4661. And, of course, they're listening to the podcast already. There are more of these podcasts at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com.
Great. Well, you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. So we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to join us and look forward to having you with us next time.
Thank you, people. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Bye-bye.